Everyone deserves a great marriage. In fact, marriage is one of the high points in a lady's life. However, many ladies have walked into pain, regret, and bitterness in the name of marriage due to their wrong choices. It's important to note that the quality of your choices is dependent on the quality and the quantity of information at your disposal. That's why in this audio program, Choose Your Husband, my goal is to share with you practical wisdom that will help you make the right choice of a husband. My name is Joseph Dinwoke. You can call me Bridget. In the last episode of this program, my emphasis was to help you see who a husband material is and why it's important you marry a man that is a husband material and not marry a man who do not have the capacity to become a husband when put in a marriage environment. However, there are times when ladies see a husband material but they reject him without even realizing. They reject him out of ignorance. My goal at this point is to share with you why many ladies reject husband material, and by that help you avoid that blunder. One of the reasons why many ladies reject husband materials is because they don't look beyond the surface. For them, what makes a man is about the superficial things they can see. They get the wrong impression that a handsome man is just a man who is tall, dark, rich, and handsome. And I've heard people make this joke. When a lady tells you are handsome, what she's actually saying that your pocket is handsome. By that, they also mean that for a lady, a measure of beauty is about a man's pocket size. Now, when we look at things like that, which are superficial, who maybe do not last, what happens to you is that you will see a man that is competent, qualified, and has what it takes to be a husband. You look at him and just walk past. You look at him and you will not marry him. You look at him and say no to his marriage proposal. He will come around you trying to see whether you have changed your mind, but you still bluntly say no to him. The reason is because you are looking at the surface. You are not looking at the depths of the man's life. I told you, I think yesterday, in the past I've told you that if a man has money today, a lot of wealth today, it does not mean he's going to have it tomorrow. Check, did he build the wealth by himself, or what is it, money or wealth transferred to him? And that thing I want to tell you, even if he built it by himself, but he built it on the wrong foundation, he built it doing the wrong things like cheating people, dealing on drugs, killing people, you know, on dubious practices, what you are sure that will happen is that man will die. That man will lose the wealth he has acquired. Therefore, what I'm trying to say by that is that do not just look at the surface that, oh, this man doesn't have money. Ask yourself, does he have the capacity to make money? Does he have the capacity to attract wealth? And if he does, even if on the surface he doesn't look rich, I want to tell you most assuredly, he has the potential to become that rich. Do not be carried away by a man who, when you look at him on the surface, you realize that, oh, this man has a lot of money, therefore you marry him. And that is why many ladies reject husband materials, because they have limiting belief system. There's this thinking, of course, it's found a lot of places, that men from this area are not good husbands. Therefore, you see a man from that area and you conclude that, oh, these people, they are not good husbands, so I'm not marrying him. It's a very wrong belief system and has denied many ladies the opportunity of marrying a good man that has come to ask for their hands in marriage. I dare say, there is no region in this world that has the best of husbands. The Americans whom we read most of their materials about marriage, most of their marriages crash. Yet we still read them. And I dare say again, in your village where your parents told you that that's where you find the right man, or in your tribe where they say that's where you find the good husband or the good wife, look closely, you'll find people who beat their wives, you'll find women who don't have any respect for their husband, you'll find men who are promiscuous, you'll find all kinds of people in that same place. So don't make it look like, oh, from your village, that's where the right men are. Now, another reason why many ladies see a husband material and leave them is because they pick the wrong model of a husband from the wrong people. Now, most of our expectations in life, or what we consider important, are built by expectation. There are men who their own definition of beauty for a woman is that she must have big boobs. Now, that is their own opinion. It doesn't mean that is true. Now, over time, maybe they interacted with men who, when they see a woman with big boobs, they admire her, they talk about her, and they talk about her as though, oh, this is so making sense. Now, when a young guy grew up in an environment like that, what's happening to him is that his mind has been configured to think that what makes a woman beautiful is the shape of her buttocks or boobs. And I dare say, those things don't make a person beautiful. The same thing applies to a woman or a lady. There are people you will watch, follow on Facebook, follow on social media, and read their stuffs, and they keep painting a picture of what makes a woman beautiful. If you follow people who have the wrong value system, who have the wrong belief system, they will paint the wrong picture for you. Unfortunately, you are going to carry that picture in your head unconsciously, and you begin to reject men because they do not fit into that category. Some of the people I listen to, if I, let me tell you how much this kind of influence is powerful. I don't know, until I started listening to Pastor Banky, I don't know whether I like small car or big car. But in my head now, I saw a car, each time I see big car like Toyota Highlander pass, I said, man, this car makes sense. Now, one of those things, I just asked myself, how did you come about this crazy about big cars and all that? It dawned on me that because Pastor Banky talk about big cars all the time, my mind has been attuned to think that big cars are the best cars. And let me tell you, there's nothing wrong with big cars. I'm just trying to tell you that I've entered big cars, but I've not tested it, I've not driven it. I don't even know what matters in a car. For me, the most important thing about cars is that car should take me from where I am to where I'm going. However, if I'm going to buy a car, if I have to make a choice of the car, kind of car to buy, is this kind of car that I've heard this pastor that I respect a lot talk about all the time. Now, why I'm giving that example is to help you see. I don't know the blogs you are following. I don't know the person you are following on Facebook. I don't know the kind of guests you hang out with and what they say about a man that makes sense or the one that doesn't make sense. If they have the wrong value system, they are going to give you a picture, a model of the wrong husband. Therefore, a man will walk up to you to marry you and you reject him, thinking he's not a good husband material. Again, it's not just about the physical features. It's about what they say about what a husband should be. I mean, they say a good man is the man who, when he wants to enter car, he opens the car door for you. When you go to eateries, he brings out chair for you. And I said, that does not make a man a husband material. My reason is very simple. A man that wants to sleep with you can even lick your spit, provided he gets what he wants. Because among his fellow boys or guys, the sat down and were arguing that nobody can sleep with Chinenye. So he said, Chinenye, I must get her. He brings that chair for you at the restaurant, opens the door of his car for you, calls you 7 times a day, asks you whether you have eaten. He does all of those, it's not because he's a good man or even has your good at heart. He does them because he wants to get you to that point where you melt under his hands and then he can sleep with you. And once he has done that, most times they won't take photographs as a proof of the fact they have slept with you. Once he has done that, he moves on. Therefore, you can't say that a man who does that is a husband material. However, I also want to say that a husband material also does those things. There is more to a husband material than all of those externals. That's what I explained to you in the last episode, why I told you that for you to know who a husband material is, you should first understand what the role of a husband is. When you understand this role, check whether the way they behave, the way they carry themselves, the way they talk, the way they act, and the philosophy behind their action is the kind of thing that would translate into a true husband when put in a marriage environment. I hope you understand my point. The key thing I've said is this: there are many times ladies see husband materials, they reject them. Painfully, they reject them in ignorance. They reject them because they don't know better. And I tell you, do not reject husband material because you're just looking at the surface. Do not reject husband material because of limiting beliefs like where the man comes from. Do not reject husband material because you picked the wrong model of who a husband should be or what makes a man a nice person. And then be careful of societal pressure. When they tell you, no, this man is from here, how can you marry someone who didn't go to school? And you have found that this man fits into what you consider a husband, and you can cope with his lack of education, you can cope with the fact that he doesn't see, you can cope with the fact that he doesn't hear, you can cope with him, I mean, he's your crush, exactly, he's your fantasy, and somebody is telling you, how can you do that? And because of what people are going to say, when you say yes to him, you say you're not going to marry him. I tell you, please, do not reject husband materials that God sent to you out of ignorance. Arm yourself with what makes a man good, and please let that be the parameter for choosing a husband and not a model of a husband abused by people who don't have strong value system. Thanks for listening to this episode of our 20-part audio program, Choose Your Husband. Choose Your Husband is a production of Project Word, a human capacity development platform with the guiding mission of saving you insight and inspiration that will empower you for peak performance in your life and work. To learn more things to share with ladies, kindly visit brojid.com/sisters. Your comments and questions are welcome through brojid@gmail.com or 0810
550-4664. You can access scores of interviews, podcasts, articles, features, and books when you visit broji.com or follow us on Facebook, Google+, LinkedIn, and Twitter at Brogid World.